Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Everyone out there in Her Radio Land, sit up, honey. Grab your notepad and your pen because we've got one heck of a segment. It's called The Health Benefits of Vibrators. No, not kale. I said vibrators. This is going to be amazing, mostly because we have absolutely a superb expert, Dr. Barb Dupree. Now, Dr. Dupree is a gynecologist with a focused practice on women's sexual health, as well as perimenopausal and menopausal women's health. She's the founder of MiddlesexMD.com. You've got to go to this website. It is so awesome. She's also the director of Midlife Women's Health at Holland Hospital in Michigan, and as well is a certified menopausal provider. And oh my gosh, what can I say? I'm so happy to have you on the show, Dr. Dupree. Welcome to Her Radio. Oh boy, is this
a hot topic. I'm happy to be here.
All right, can we just sort of start in? What, you know, we're going to talk about the health benefits of vibrators, but let's back up a little bit and get some background information about what goes on here. The sexual changes that occur, you know, that make it a little difficult sometimes for women as they go through their perimenopause and menopause to really appreciate their sexuality.
Yes, so as a gynecologist, and I've been doing women's health for 25 years, I started asking a little bit more in-depth question about 8 or 10 years ago when I focused on menopausal women's health. And that's surprising as women transition toward menopause, perimenopause to menopause. Boy, the sexual questions and concerns and dysfunctions really significantly increased. And I was really impacted by the number of women who expressed dissatisfaction sexually. So in trying to help women navigate this, it's, I think, important to give them the knowledge of what to expect. And when women experience menopause, boy, many, many things change. Some women will navigate it without many changes, but for many women, the genitals are impacted greatly. And I describe to women all these areas throughout your body where you have estrogen receptors. Estrogen is having this influence, but the genitals are impacted maybe the most, resulting in vaginal dryness, decreased blood supply, longer to arouse an orgasm, weaker pelvic floor muscles, therefore weaker orgasms. And as a result, women are dissatisfied. They maybe become disengaged. They're maybe losing their desire. And it doesn't play out very well for them and their partner.
And which is also why you wrote this absolutely wonderful book. It's called Yes, You Can, Dr. Barb's Recipe for Lifelong Intimacy. I mean, everyone out there, just run and grab this book, because everything you were talking about, Barb, is also really difficult for women to discuss with a provider. You know, we talk about heart disease and how's your blood pressure and back and forth. But, you know, let's be frank. It's very difficult to talk about intimate issues with a provider when you're sitting there, you know, half naked in your little gown, and you're just trying to, you know, get healthy and get your checkup going. Yet this is really deeply disturbing to you. So these changes that you've described take place in the grand majority of women. And so what are our treatment options for women to be able to get through this, to navigate these speed bumps?
Well, I think, again, helping equip women with what to look for, because in many cases, they don't connect the dots that, boy, this vaginal dryness and discomfort and pain with intercourse is actually a result of menopause. And so they don't always look to seek a solution in that area either. So in my patient population, I try to start out by telling them what to expect and making sure, you know, when you're beginning to have this, make sure you bring it up to me so we can talk about it. Sort of, you know, off the bat to say the vagina absolutely does have some use it or lose it phenomena, so use it. And that's where vibrators come in. many women I see are single. They're not in a relationship, and they sort of forget that, like our skin and our muscles and our heart, our vagina requires some maintenance work as well, and a vibrator can be a great tool to bring blood supply to the area, to improve arousal, to decrease what we would call latency, that time from stimulation to ability to orgasm. Women in relationships may benefit by incorporating a vibrator into their partnered sex as well. Using a lubricant, as simple as talking to women about lubricants and lubricant selection. Do you pick a water-based, a hybrid, a silicone? How do they differ? Because when you go to a local drugstore and you see 30 different ones on the shelf, it's kind of hard to understand which one you might choose. And, of course, the one with the lightning bolt and the fancy packaging maybe is the one your partner brings home. But if you're atrophic and postmenopausal, it may wreak havoc and cause pain rather than pleasure for you. So just helping women navigate some of the simple over-the-counter things that they can do on their own is
And a lot of this you cover, well, you cover this in your book, too. Yes, You Can, Dr. Barb's Recipe for Lifelong Intimacy, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and so that's a great go-to reference for women, because I think a lot of women out there don't know where to go. And I also would highly recommend that our HER listeners run on over to Dr. Barb Dupree's wonderful website, and that's Middlesex MD, and that's middle S-E-X, and then a capital M and a capital D.com, because a lot of this is also described there, as well as products and services, and you could really hear about the whole team approach to this kind of issue. You know, I'm curious, at what age, I mean, what is the average age of a woman who uses vibrators? Is this just for perimenopause and menopause, or are younger women using them?
Well, a fairly large survey of over 2,000 women age 18 to 60 indicate that about 52% of women generally use a vibrator or own a vibrator. I recently did a survey in my own population of followers, and in that instance, we had 80% of our responders were postmenopausal, age 50 to 69, and about 85% said that they had a vibrator, only 39% occasionally used it. So I would say it's across the board in all ages, but maybe the motivation for using or having a vibrator changes over time, and certainly the vibrator availability and selection. What I became concerned about was women just navigating the internet on their own, and the product selection, the materials that are used, isn't always great stuff. So part of the website is to curate products that are of good quality, of good material. The options that they offer are typically effective in accomplishing the goal. So
excellent.
Talk through the size, the shape, how they work, etc.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want everyone out there to go to Dr. Barb Dupree's website. I really found it to be highly informative. And honey, I'll believe her before I believe anything else on the website, given her extraordinarily wonderful, incredible background. So that's Middlesex. That's middle S-E-X, capital M, capital D.com. And would you please get the book, too? Yes, You Can, Dr. Barb's Recipe for Lifelong Intimacy by Dr. Barb Dupree. Barb, you've just been fabulous. We're talking about a touchy little issue that all of us have to face at some point, whether you're perimenopausal or not. Those were really great statistics. Thanks for being on HER Radio and enlightening us, too. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you've got a question, you better email us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, stay well.